On his sixth try, Steve Fawcett made it. Flew around the world, solo, in a balloon.
Can't do very much celebrating here. I do have a few bottles of Bud Light.
And got a plug-in for the sponsor. 19,000 miles in an unpressurized capsule, 7 by 5.5 feet, eating military rations warmed by chemical heat packs and using a bucket to take care of the other end. Now, naysayers will notice that the Earth is actually 25,000 miles around and that he got away with 19,000, but it's still pretty impressive, and it is far from the only thing he's done. He made the first solo balloon crossings of Asia, Africa, Europe, South America, the South Atlantic, the South Pacific, and Indian Oceans. He is the world's most accomplished speed sailor with the 7 fastest official world records. He has swum the English Channel. He competed in the Iditarod dog sled race, drove a sports car in the 24 hours of Le Mans, finished the Ironman triathlon in Hawaii. Plus, on top of that, he has an MBA. And now at 58, he's the first balloonist to solo around the world. You see the pressure this puts on the rest of us middle-aged men? How are we supposed to prove ourselves now? Barbecue a free-range chicken? What records are left? Everything's taken. Oh, but wait a minute, Dave, you say. No one's flown a glider into the stratosphere yet. We could still do that. Well, forget it.
My next big project is to fly a glider into the stratosphere.
You see?